listeners, Bruce from Printavo here, Simple Shop Management Software. You probably listened to my previous video that we recorded about going from $0 to $250,000 in sales and the different steps that we took as a screen printing shop before Printavo to do that. Now, these are very actionable tips that you guys can do and things that you can really be able to change your business and move things forward. So the next step in this process is to go from $250,000 to $1 million in annual revenue. Now, this step is a little bit different because the business changes. This is one of those kind of turns in the business where you can't just keep doing the same thing that did from zero to 250. And the reason is because you need to be less of a printer and more of a business owner. Now, what that means is it's a shift in mentality. It's a difference in thinking about the business and how you want to be able to run, manage people, own the operational side, and create a really good systematic operation, not a print shop. Think about that for a second. So you're coming out of being a screen printer and you're getting into kind of a more manufacturing-based business owner. Think about that when you make your decisions here and listen as we go through some of these things. So one of the first things to ask yourself is, how active of an owner are you? If you're literally on the press 24/7, you need to start to actively forcing yourself out of those operational, very detailed, minute pieces of the business and start hiring people for those roles. If you're pulling a squeegee again, you're really doing the business harm. And the reason that is because your time is worth more. So that means that you have to hire someone who's better suited for that role so that you can be working on higher level aspects of the business. If you don't do this, you are causing the business harm and holding it back from its full potential. Usually, the way you add more value to your organization is around dealing with people and managing people and sales. Those are usually the more higher value adds that you can help grow your business further. Focus on sales, focus on the business workflow. Remember, think about this business as a supply chain, a manufacturing company, and how to keep optimizing and improving it. Your goal really is to create a repeatable, scalable, systemized business. I'm really emphasizing that last part here, systemized. That's because you want to have everything written down. We just went over this with Stephen Farag talking about his shop, how he wrote down a huge diagram of everything as it goes through. So if this happens, it goes here. If this happens, it goes here. If they deny it, if they accept artwork, it goes here and here, and what that means. That is your foundation, your basement layer to the business. It's your workflow. You want to continually remove control and delegate these tasks to others. Hire team members that you can trust and people that you train very well to know and can own this process for you. This is really where, too, you need to get shop management software. Of course, Printavo, we really focus hard to be very easy, simple to use shop management software. But look around. Find what really works great for you guys to keep track of every single step in your workflow. It's hard to get to $1 million in sales doing smaller 50-shirt, 75-shirt jobs. So you guys really need to look at average shirt per order and being able to continually increase that. Really work to get the larger 500, 1,000, 10,000 shirt type of jobs that you can print a lot more on. Those are going to drive your cost down as a business the more you're just printing and the less you're doing of pre and post production setup. You really want to focus on the sales aspect of how to create and find these customers and get them to continually come back. So creating a full circle, amazing customer experience on every little detail, and that creates dependable jobs for you too. You want to keep, again, reaching out to them, keep the follow-up of customers coming back. Start to think about being the host, right? So when you start to get into spending all of your time a lot more on sales, you probably are like, well, how do I find these customers, right? You got to get involved. You got to be hustling just like you were to go from zero to 250. Now you're hustling on the pure sales end and people end. Get involved in the community, marathons, events, fairs, community meetings, golf, condo associations, any high school, everything. You really have to be out there wearing your brand, having business cards, always handing it out, meeting people, always be a go, go, go person and driving that business home. And remember, it's not immediate, right? You have to snowball and build this over time, and it will happen. One thing that helped me that I think is very beneficial is focus on being the host. So when you think about that, you start to bring people to you. So be the host of the party. If there's a small business association in your town, host it. Ask them to have it at your shop or present. Talk about things that you've learned in the last year, lessons you've learned. Again, be the host, have people come to you. If you're thinking about maybe a marathon drive, be the marathon. Run a biannual marathon or an annual marathon. Set it up, set up the event, get an intern to help you. Just be the person where people start to come to you for all these things. And keep doing it because it's going to build. Now, team size. So your goal for hitting a million is about 125K a revenue per employee, which means there's the owner, you, there's one graphic designer that you need to hire, there's a production manager, there's one person helping you with sales and quotes and front office work, there's three printers and one folder, and they can also help with shipping too. The thing to keep in mind is that you should have an automatic by now. If you don't, you need to really start to look into that to invest in it. It's going to increase your capacity and it's going to increase your throughput. So the amount of jobs that you can handle. So very important there. Now that is 125K per employee. That's probably towards the bottom of what you want to have per person. You want to start to move that up and start to shoot for 200K of revenue per employee. Over time, once you hit these roles, you want to start to gain replication around the roles too. That's going to help operationally. For example, if your graphic designer is out for a week or two, you have then someone that's a backup that can fill in for them. This is going to be a bit of a jump and probably somewhere where you say, well, I don't need this where we're at right now. But I tell you what, when that person's out and you're having to do that job or scramble to find someone, it's a nightmare. So really force yourself to get there quicker. And then about the automatic, kind of really over 400K or so of revenue, you should be seriously starting to look into that to purchase your first. Hopefully those are really good tips operationally and sales and kind of business mindset wise. That's going to get you to the $1 million. I've seen people hit it in 1 to 2 years. I've seen some folks take a little bit longer. It really kind of depends on the environment you're in. If you're selling more contract, if you're in a smaller town, if not, it's exciting. But regardless of where you're at, location-wise, the opportunity is there. If you're in a small town, view that as an opportunity to capture more business because you can get almost door to door and host the events where the whole town comes out. When you can be the host. Hopefully, guys, that's helpful. Leave some comments below if you guys have any other tips. Love to hear them and start generating the discussion.